That war dragged on far longer than it should have. I see our farm is still doing well. Ah, the crops are growing quite nicely. I don't recall us having that much livestock, though. Did he purchase more? I hope he isn't overworking himself. No matter. I'm back now. Which means I can assume my share of the duties once more. If I recall, he usually starts preparing lunch around this time. I'm sure he'll be overjoyed to see me. My darling husband deserves a surprise after being without me for so long, and I'm eager to hold him in my arms. Thank heavens I've already taken off my helmet. I definitely wouldn't want to startle him. Ah, there he is, through the window. He always looks so good when he cooks. Hello there, my love. I told you I would return. Come, embrace me. Oh, it is so wonderful to see you again. Yes, I've missed you too. Let me feel your face. Such soft and vibrant skin, just as it was the day I left. It's been 3 long years, but now it's finally over. We routed those honorless rebels, and they shouldn't trouble us again for some time. And guess what? I got another promotion. Isn't that exciting? More income means we can do even more with our home. Though, I just wish it happened under better circumstances. During one of the battles, my captain fell. She locked swords with an enemy soldier and took an arrow to the side of her neck. Damn cowards can't even fight fair. I tried to stop the bleeding, but it was no use. She clutched my hand tightly as the life faded from her eyes. That spineless archer paid dearly for it, though. I charged through the enemy's defensive line and cut their marksmen into ribbons. I even won a medal for it, but I don't care about the acclaim. All I cared about was getting revenge for my captain and showing that imperial scum how a warrior really fights. Though I don't really think that day either of us really won. The captain and I were close. She was a really good friend. After I transferred to her unit, she helped me get sorted and showed me a kindness that none of the other officers ever had. As you know, my successes in combat have a tendency to inspire jealousy. Nearly every commanding officer I've served under has treated me worse than their other subordinates. It's tiresome, but it helps motivate me to work harder. To keep giving them something to be jealous of. But this last one, this last captain, she saw me as an equal, and I appreciated that. When the council offered me the position as acting captain, I gladly took it. In a way, I'm serving in her memory. The way she would have wanted the acting captain to serve. My promotion was actually made permanent once the war ended. They said I did really well, so I thank you, sweetheart. Your words comfort me, as always. I definitely needed to hear that. But don't worry, I've already mourned her, and now all that's left is to honor her memory. Shall we talk about something else, then? I'd like to put the war behind me. I see that the farm is in excellent shape. I'm very proud of you. I assume you've been enlisting aid from time to time, yes? What? You've been handling it all by yourself? Darling, please, that's way too much work for one person. Between the two of us, it's very manageable. But alone? Oh, you'd have to forego some sleep, and possibly a meal on the busier days, like harvest. Darling, promise me, if and when I'm called back into service, you must hire someone to assist you. The people around here are a decent sort, you know that. They respect me, and they'll respect you too. If some misfortune were to befall you, and no one was around to help, I could never forgive myself. So please, promise me that you won't do such a foolish thing ever again. That's a good boy. I will always protect you, but sometimes I must do so in battle against those who threaten our country. So, in the meantime, you have to protect yourself while I'm away, so that I have something to protect when I get home. All right, but enough of this knight stuff. Help me get this armor off. Honestly, sometimes I forget what life is like without it. It just weighs me down sometimes. But I love it. It protects me, you know? Do you remember how to take it off? Yeah? I know, the suit is new, but the underlying design is the same as my last one. Let's start with my gauntlets, yeah? Alright, just, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yes, just tug on them. Mm-hmm. Just, you got this. Alright, let's set those aside. Easy enough, right? Alright, now for the breastplate. This part's always a little tricky. Mm-hmm. Let's remove the buckles on my torso. Alright, they're simpler than the rest. Yes, I know, it's a little heavy, the new suit, right? Alright, let's set this down carefully. Carefully, alright. And, oh my gosh, I know, it's heavy. Alright, good job. Now, the shoulders. Mind the edges, though, they're a bit sharper on this suit. Okay, yeah, oh my gosh, oh, there you go, yeah, you could just set them with the rest, just try not to get them to, okay, it's fine, you're doing great, okay, now all that's left are my legs, though I can remove those myself with little trouble, let me do that. Okay, thank you for the help, my dear. I will just set these aside and... Alright, these are out of our way now and I am looking sweaty. Thank you so much for your help, my dear. This feels much better. My muscles can finally relax. So, have you made anything for lunch yet? I could definitely do with a bite to eat. I hear something is boiling. Oh, darling, what's with that look on your face? Why are you tugging at my pants? Oh, I get it now. You'd like me to remove those as well, don't you? Well, then you should use your manners and ask nicely, like a good boy. Are you a good boy? Mm-hmm. Then ask politely. Ah, now that's my good boy. Oh, and look at you, already on your knees? Are you sure about this, my love? You know, I haven't had time to freshen up yet, and you can see how sweaty that armor has made me. Oh, you don't care? Very well, then come get your lunch. You're just gonna dive right in, I see. Such need, such enthusiasm. Oh, you've been craving my slit since the moment I walked in, haven't you? Darling, you know better than to talk with your mouth full. Suck on my clit. Oh, show me how much you've missed me. Oh, yeah, just like that. Just like that. Oh, enjoy your meal like a good boy. Oh my God. More. Give me more. Oh, I love it when your tongue does that. Oh my God. Put your tongue back inside of me, darling. Oh, I want to savor this feeling. Oh my God. I've dreamt about this. Oh, my mind has been clouded with thoughts of this. I'm gonna grab the back of your head now, okay? Push you in further. You're doing great. You're doing great. Oh, you love pleasing me, don't you? Lapping up all of my juices. Oh, I couldn't have asked for a better husband. Oh, so eager and so talented. Oh, darling, I think I'm gonna come. Oh my God. Oh, keep going, keep going, keep going. Just a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer. Oh, I can't wait. Oh God. Oh, I'm sure you can't wait to be covered in my. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Yes. Yes. Oh yes. 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 Oh, my love. You've done so well. Oh, clearly this was something we both needed. No, darling, don't wipe your face. I want to be the one that cleans you off. Come here. Now that's better. I think our meal can wait a little longer. We have some more catching up to do. Shall I carry you to the bedroom then? You love it when I do that. All right, up you go. Come here into my arms. Oh. You look so good in my arms like this. All right, let me just lift. I miss cradling you in my arms like this. Somehow this always ends up happening when I return home. It's like our own special tradition. All right, now watch the doorway, honey. Ooh, that was a close one. Oh my gosh. I can't have you getting hurt before we make love. Oh, I know just how much you like getting tossed on the bed. All right, time to get rid of this tunic. Oh, I want you to watch my breasts bounce as I ride you. Why, yes, I did get a few new scars since you last saw me. Don't worry, none of the cuts were deep. The sword skill of those Imperials are very clumsy and unrefined. Oh, you like the scars, do you? I suppose having them makes me more intimidating, but also more beautiful. Oh, wow. You don't have to kiss them. Oh, well, okay, I guess I can't refuse a few sweet pecks from the man I love. Go ahead, kiss me wherever you want. No, they don't hurt anymore. I mean, you're sealing all that pain away with your lips after all. I don't have any room to feel hurt. I love the way your lips feel on my skin. Come here. You flatter me, darling. I'm very lucky to have met you when I did. You know, some men, they just want a pretty little princess. A lot of people are afraid of fucking with the knights, and yet here you are, excited to fuck one. You take such good care of me. Now, let's get on with it, shall we? Take off your pants. Oh, what a good boy you are, listening to all of my instructions so well. Hold still now, okay? I'm going to get on top of you. Okay. Oh, no. I don't think I'll put your cock in just yet. I want to grind on it first. I want to get it so nice and hard and begging to fuck me. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, I can hump your shaft all day long. Oh, and you're getting harder for me by the second. Oh, yes. Yes. Don't pout, my love. You'll get to be inside of me soon enough. Oh, yes. Very soon indeed. Just let me. Oh, is that pre-cum I feel? Oh, fuck, it's just leaking out. You just can't help yourself, can you? Oh, it's all right, dear. Neither can I. You've been such a good boy, getting so hard for your lady knight. I'm gonna put it in now, okay? Oh, I'm gonna put this nice, hard cock right inside of me. Oh, yes. I know I say this every time, but your cock feels so perfect in every way imaginable. Oh. Just like the rest of you. You are absolutely perfect. Let me just sit here. Let me just warm your cock a little bit, okay? I just want to look at you. I've missed you so much. My darling husband, you are the most handsome man ever. You are hardworking. You are caring. Don't think I didn't get all those beautiful letters you sent by pigeon. I read every single one. They got me through every battle, knowing that all I needed to do was come home. I needed to defend my country and come home to my darling husband. Come here. Let me kiss you. I love you so much. Now, let's get on with the fun, shall we? I feel you throbbing inside of me. Now let me ride you like that horse I rode here. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you know, I would dream about this every time I went to sleep, about the day I finally got to return home. I dreamt about kissing my husband. Oh, about riding him on the bed until we're both sore. Oh, I will always be devoted to these lands, but it's you that I truly fight for. Oh, how do my breasts look from down there? Oh, yeah, I thought you would like watching them bounce. Don't be shy, my love. Place your hand on them. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Your touch, it's magnificent. Oh, darling. Remember? Remember when you said you wanted to get me pregnant? Well, now's your chance. Oh, I usually make you pull out when you're close, but I don't have to this time. Would you like that? Oh, you twitched inside of me. Oh, you must really like the idea. Still, I must be certain. Do you wish to put a baby in me? Oh, all right then. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Are you ready, my love? Oh, because I am. Oh, are you ready to fill me up? Oh, that's right. Oh, buck those hips. Oh, get as deep as you can. Oh, fill me up. Fill me up. Do it now. Oh, I need it. I need it. Oh, I need you inside of me. No. Oh, yes. Wow. Oh, what a good boy you are. Oh my. Oh, it's starting to leak out of me. You filled me up so much. These past 3 years must have been agonizing for you. Allow me to get up, okay? So I can lay next to you. Come here. Give your lady knight a kiss. I love you so much. Put your hand on my chest. Oh, there you go. I love kissing your forehead. I love kissing you all over. It's so good to be home. And it's nice knowing that I won't be leaving anytime soon. I'll most likely be pregnant before any new war starts, and the council wouldn't dare to send me into battle with child. So I'm not leaving you again. Not for a while, at least. You'll have me all to yourself, and we're gonna have so much fun together. I can't wait to have a child with you, my darling dear.